In a studio destined to create radio genius.
Nice to be here at CITR. I love a college radio.
It's amazing. It's like a self-propelled carnival ride. It's awesome.
Two guys came together to create one of the world's finest variety shows.
Sorry, Teddy. I was coming as fast as I could.
Oh, my God. There's breasts in the window. Look.
It's all about performance, isn't it?
Cops and, you know, sirens. Lots of action here.
Lots of action.
We got to...
Keeps catching us off guard when we see a phone call come in here, so we're working on it.
Every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock p.m., CITR 101.9 FM brings a show like no other.
Because we're going to go behind the scenes and let you know all the hidden details and all the secrets.
Girl dressed up as a guy. I've seen a couple of those with mustaches.
I'm adjusting myself as we speak.
Oh.
Teddy Smooth and E-Rock present Cabaradio.
You stroke it more, you'll get better at it.
If you're a freak, if you're a geek, if you like cabaret, take a listen to this.
The following program, Cabaradio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche. Pussy.
Gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabaradio with Teddy Smooth! After a long weekend of pride and partying, Teddy and E-Rock may have had one too many. 2 days later and now awake, Teddy and E-Rock have realized they had yet to prepare for tonight's show. So join me, Eric Carberry, as we embark on what is to be deemed to be the Mystery Show. As always, upcoming events, a few other tasty surprises. I'm Eric Carberry, and now, here's Teddy!
Oh yes, thank you very much. Thank you so much. Woo! All right, a little bit more.
Come on! Two kind people.
My people. Thank you so much. Settle down. Oh, it's great to be back here in Cabaradio. Thank you so much. Settle down. Woo!
Woo!
Not hard to tell. E-Rock had two shows on his own. He mentions his name twice in that intro.
I am taking over.
I'm away for a couple weeks, and E-Rock here... No, all funness, thanks for taking over the show for a couple weeks. I'm back from vacation.
Welcome back. We're glad to have you back.
A couple was, groovy shows you put on.
I cried a lot during the recording of those shows, so it is nice to have you back. You can take the helm now. I'm going to be quiet for the rest of the show. Good night.
I like how you didn't mention my name a whole bunch like last time you took over the show. You only mentioned it a few times.
I almost forgot to. And then I was like, oh no, I better mention it. I know I kind of felt more comfortable this time. And like you said, I may have blabbed a bit too much, but it was fun.
In case any of you missed it, to check it out on our CITR.ca website and on iTunes, search CITR-Cabaradio. E-Rock did a cooking show where he did some live cooking with his cousin, and his roommate did some libations to go along with it. Plus, last week, E-Rock got... He was screaming.
Wow!
Yes. With his heavy metal show, so if you're into heavy metal, check that out, because...
It was good times.
Yeah, it was a bit much, I admit, I listened to some of it, because I was actually back. Some of the music was crazy. I was sitting there with my good friend, you know him, J-Mac Takahashi, and he and I both agreed we didn't really get metal. What was it about metal that got you so much when you were in your youth? Like, why did you love it so much?
I really like metal. Just I learned how to play guitar playing metal, so that was a big thing for me. And it's just very technical. It's there's like, and I think that was a huge part as to why I liked it, was the fact that I was playing it on the guitar as well. So, but yeah, just, I don't know, the energy behind it. You get a crowd of people out to a metal show, and you'll never see crazier crowd of people and just the energy in that room. And yeah, maybe the energy is a little crazy at points, and you know, but I don't know. It's a real I want to say an uplifting type of music, but when you listen to it, you kind of get aggro, so I can't really say it's uplifting. But it is for me. I don't get aggro. I kind of just get real energized.
I was kind of hoping just for like a five-sentence or five-word answer.
But welcome back, Teddy Smooth.
Welcome to Cabin Radio with Teddy Smooth every Tuesday at 11. Now, at the beginning of the year, we talked about how 2010 was going to be the year of love. Way back on our first show, check out the podcast, we had the love show. It's the season of love, the year of love, 2010. And recently, E-Rock over here, his grandparents, well, they celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary. And E-Rock sat down and he wanted to do something special. Because if you're married for 60 years, you gotta have the love. You gotta have the love.
You need the love.
And so E-Rock sat down, and what can he do? What can a man of his talents do? Well, he said, hey, I'm a musician.
Musician?
Just like that. That's what he said. He said, I'm a musician.
And I got, like, you know, a couple of guitars lying around. And
you got some mouth harps at home?
Harps, and, you know, I've got condoms.
All sorts. What? So he thought to himself, hey, it's the year of love, and my grandparents are celebrating their 60th anniversary, so they must be in love. I'm a musician. What should we do? Well, I guess he sat down and he wrote them a song, and it goes, well, hell, let's just get into it, E-Rock. It goes a little something like this.
Love you and you love him. More together is one. down, but your memories will forever live on in the hearts of all who you have touched, in the, all of us, so oh, you mean so much. It's old men and it's bonds new, can't trust them out of Washington. It's crumbling and all the trails out 60 years of memory to reach. Oh, cause you love him when he loves you. Oh, that there is one, there's nothing you can't do. No, no, no,
you got to keep moving.
She loves you and you love him. Oh, together is one, through this he can't be.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support Out on Screen and the 22nd Annual Vancouver Queer Film Festival from August 12th to 22nd. It's Vancouver's second largest film festival, and every year the Queer Film Fest brings the very best in queer independent cinema from around the world to Vancouver. On top of all the great films, the festival also hosts performances, workshops, panel discussions, and parties. Single film screenings are $11 general admission and $8 concession. Or you can get a festival pass for $125 or $95 for students, seniors, and the underemployed. Check out the Vancouver Queer Film Festival from August 12th to 22nd. For more information, go to citr.ca.
There's nothing worse than bad phone sex.
I don't know, I don't feel comfortable doing this, Chris.
Oh, come on, come on. So what do you have on?
Underwear.
Come on, don't say underwear. Say panties. You know panties, right? What kind of panties?
It's like a tweed lycra blend.
Don't tell me to carry you. What am I, Taylor? Come on, what's the cut of panties? A G-string? A thong? Oh, come on, well, come on. Okay, okay. You miss me?
Yeah.
So what you gonna do when you see me?
I don't know. Talk. Hold you.
You want me to hold you back?
Yeah.
You want me to kiss you?
So.
You want me to eat your pussy?
Whatever.
What do you mean, whatever? Do you want me to eat your pussy?
Eventually, I guess it'll get there. I mean, I don't know.
Could you just say it? If you want it, say it.
All right.
Do you want me to eat your pussy?
I would like it if you ate my pussy.
Eat your what?
My pussy.
Excuse me? Your pussy? What? If I ate your what?
My pussy.
Okay, okay. And what are you gonna do to me?
Touch your arm.
Huh? Fuck, you gonna touch my arm for?
Well, you know, I'll rub it.
I'll rub my arm?
Uh-huh.
What the fuck? I ain't in a fight. I ain't fall down.
All right, I'll massage your neck.
You gotta go lower.
I'll kiss your ear.
Fuck. Hey, honey, you got to go lower than that.
What if I rub your tummy?
Lower. Lower.
All right. I'll touch your penis.
My penis?
Huh?
My penis?
Uh-huh.
The fuck are you talking about, penis? What the fuck? Penis? Penis? What's this penis shit? It's dick. Dick. My dick. What am I, a fucking doctor? Damn.
Bombs are flying. People are dying. Children are crying. Politicians are lying, too. Cancer is killing. Texaco's spilling. The whole world's gone to hell, but how are you? I'm super! Thanks for asking. All things considered, I couldn't be better, I must say. I'm feeling super. No, nothing bugs me. Everything is super when you're... Don't you think I look cute in this hat? I'm so sorry, Mr. Cripple. But I just can't feel too bad for you right now. Because I'm feeling... super, that even the fact that you can't walk can't bring me down.
Hey, super, thanks for asking. All things considered, he could be better, he must say.
I'm super, no, nothing bugs me. Everything is super when you're, don't you think I look cute in this hat? These little pants, this matching tie that I got at Merv. I'm super.
In the barracks and the trenches as well.
Stick them up.
Oh, yes, a little shout-out to our friends at the Pride Parade this Sunday. Me and E-Rock got to experience our very first Pride Parade actually on one of the floats. I had seen the Pride Parade before, but not quite like that. It was quite another experience. Many thanks to Andrew here at the station for getting us involved
in that.
We played a music set as well, as well as the guys from... one of the other shows.
The Soul Show.
Yes. With Shake Your Tail Feather.
Shake Your Tail Feather. And the other boys.
Radio Zero.
Radio Zero.
Yeah. The guys from Ice Cream Social, they were there as well. Had a really fun time. I think next year CITR needs to buy about five times as many balloons because we had all these balloons with lollipops, free downloads on them, and I swear it didn't make it halfway down Robson Street.
Nope.
We didn't even get to Denman.
Nope.
We didn't even get to the first introduction corner.
I didn't even think that we got around Thurlow, like on to Robson.
Yeah, it was a bit crazy. We had all these helium balloons with lollipops on them and
free downloads.
It was crazy. I'd never been apart. We were on our little float and there's just a sea of people, and occasionally you'd see someone you saw and be like, oh, there's a wave, the real one.
It was neat looking over top of the truck and just down at the sea of people, because on Robson they were actually like swarming onto the road and just enough room for the truck to actually drive down through, so it was really neat. Yeah,
super sweet.
Super. Actually, last year's Pride I worked, and we had this huge drag show that went on. And, so I didn't get to see it last year, but it was quite an interesting thing for me last year. But it was awesome this year being able to be a part of the float.
And that was our little tribute, Big Gay Al, from the South Park soundtrack.
Super!
I'm super, thanks for asking. You're listening to Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM. If you'd like to join in our mystery show today, 604-822-2487. Something is wrong with E-Rock. We partied pretty hard on Pride Day, so I know I'm still recovering a bit, and I don't know what just happened to E-Rock there, but he's eating sour watermelons, and something happened.
Bit my tongue.
Ah, yes. Well, good thing we got your song out of the way, the one that you dedicated to your grandparents right off the top. What is the name of that song? Does it have a name, or is it just for Grandma and Grandpa?
One.
One? One?
One.
Okay. That was Eric's song One. Right off the top, we sang live. We're going to be probably strumming up a little
bit. Yeah, that was Teddy Smooth on the harmonica there, too, and doing a little background vocal, which I managed to get him to a little practice in today. It was nice. I'm glad. Thank you very much for being a part of that.
You're welcome. Congratulations to your grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Next week on the show, Sarah Bino will be here. She's got her show coming up next Wednesday called Say What?
Say What?
It's a bunch of readings of horrible or shocking writing from all different times. I was looking at some of the ones from the past. A lot of them were people were reading books that celebrities had written, or quote-unquote celebrities. So a lot of bad writing. One person was reading Sarah Palin's book, where she was talking about meeting her husband Todd for the first time. Quite bad writing. So that's her show. It's going to be at the Cottage Bistro, Maine and 29th next Wednesday. But she'll be here to talk about it and maybe give us a little sample. I'm actually going to be reading in the show as well. So
oh, neat.
It'll be a good time next Wednesday. This is our mystery show. My first show back from my vacation. Wanted to send a special shout out to... you're still dying over there.
Oh my God, that hurts so much.
Special shout out to Blueprint Photography. Wow, that was a big
word. Called Blueprint?
I know. Blueprint Photography in Michiana, Michigan-Indiana border. I went down and shot a bunch of guns while I was in the States. I shot an AK-47, a 9mm, a bunch of other rifles.
M4, I think, was in there.
I believe so, yeah. It was just shocking because it wasn't at a range. It was just sort of like kind of in the backyard. And neighbors came down. You know, if you did that here, neighbors would be running for the hills. But down there, these guys showed up in their golf carts. And they wanted to know, like, what kind of... They were like, hey, look at those guns. They're sweet. Like, which one you got there, Canadian nice. Boy?
Uh-huh.
And also a special shout-out to Carol Kruger. She gave me a free haircut while I was down there, which was...
Very nice.
She's a singer down in that area. She's in a band. I forget what the Kung Pao or something like Kung Pao or King Pao or something like that. I forget the name. We saw them at a festival. Very nice. And then she gave me a haircut for free, which was nice as well. She's friends with my sister down there. So
awesome.
Special shout-out to Carol.
Was it this haircut?
Yeah, it's grown in a couple weeks because I got it right before I went to another wedding. So it was nice. She said she didn't get guys with my kind of haircut very often down there.
Nice.
So it was a pleasure. She said it was a pleasure.
What kind does she get?
Huh? Well, just I think there's a bunch more, especially in that area. It's like a town that a lot of the business is drummed up by the Hummer factory. So it's a lot of, you know, more blue collar, just sort of that straight and narrow. I mean, I like to have a little bit more...
Pizzazz
in my hair.
Yes. Which we love you for.
Sort of, you know, that type A sort of choppy, straight haircut, you know, the guy haircut.
This has been Great Radio, brought to you by Cabba Radio, every Tuesday night at 11 on CITR 101.9 FM.
Let's get back into some music. This next song I'm going to play actually was introduced to us by our good friend Evil Patrick. We made a Batman and Robin film together. Well, I was Batman, and then Robin was added. Joker was in there, too. E-Rock was in there. It's kind of a play on Batman, as though if he'd lost all his money. You can find it online. Just look up behind the comics, Bruce Wayne, Batman. It's online. You can find it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were over at Evil Patrick's one time, and he introduced us to this band from South Africa. Interesting rap. The video is crazy. Go check it out. Enter the Ninja by Die Antwoord. Check out the video that goes along with the song. It's crazy.
Crazy.
Right here, Cabba Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Control ninja scope the fuck off. Style, rough rhymes, tough styles, red for all course. Scrawl, till I hit 777 at the ATM. Straight feminine feast when you're living on the razor edge. Stay sharp, sharp, rolling with the S.O.S. High energy, you never seen Zeph so fresh. When we mark, check hard, that flows flex. Yo, we are the must up, not fucking the press. We not like the rest, my style is UFO. Totally unknown, you can't fuck with my new Zeph flow. I'm hard to miss, you're going to this, you're going to that. You fucking who said so? I do it a lot, too hot to handle, too cold to hold. You can't fuck with the chosen one. I want to knock your arm, I need you.
I am your butterfly. I need your protection. Be my samurai.
Fuck with my Game Boy or I'll boost you. Life is tough when I get stuck on my time is up. I boost through till I break, break, break on through to the other side. Fantastically poor with patience like a stalker. Ninja is hard core. Being cut so deep, feel no pain is not sore. Don't ask for cock or you get what you asked for. I'm like a wild animal in the corner, waiting for the break of dawn, trying to get through the night. Just a man with the will to survive. My blade swing free, decapitate a hater with amazing ease. This is not a game, boy. Don't play with me. I work my mark saber like a wild fucking savage from the dark side. Danger, yin through the yang. Totally hot deck ninjas, motherfucking big in Japan. I seen the future, but I never got nothing in my hand. Except a microphone, big dreams, and a plan. Fly talking, skywalking like a ninja.
I am your butterfly. I need your protection. Be my samurai.
This is like the coolest song I ever heard in my whole life. Fuck all of you who said I wouldn't make it. They said I was a loser. They said I was a no one. They said I was a fucking psycho. But look at me now, all up in the interweb. Worldwide, 2009. Futurista. Enter the ninja. Yo, Landy Fusser. DJ Hot Deck, you fucking aren't good. It's my name. I'm a ninja. Yo, I'm a ninja. Yo, I'm a ninja. A motherfucking ninja.
For preschools.
That's really creepy.
CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabaret Radio with your host, Teddy Smooth.
Fast. Will you ever believe?
drink, concentrate, or jade.
I'm John K. Sampson from The Weaker Thans, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
actually when I'm feeling a bit low and I want to walk the streets and feel a bit better, that song is Human Highway.
I think that's the first
the
time
I've sound. Played. Really?
Oh, yeah, I liked it though. That was really good.
I swear I've played it before.
I don't always listen to what you play though.
That's true, it's true. Before that we had Sloan with Coax Me. I love that line from that song where I eat concentrated OJ. You ever done that? You ever eaten concentrated OJ?
I have.
With a spoon?
Yeah. Yep.
Just the whole can?
That I haven't.
Or put it on some ice cream. It's really good that way, too. Makes like a creamsicle. Mm-hmm. And we started that set off with Die Antwoord from South Africa. That one going out to Evil Patrick. Now, Evil Patrick, we talked about it. Well, you made part of Batman as well as as well as me, but he's making a new one for the Rio's zombie competition.
Yeah,
and you were going to say you were looking for a love interest, perhaps, or some other people to be involved?
Well, we have a little thing that we're going to throw together. It's a little five-minute funny kind of Shaun of the Dead-esque style we're going for with this. And I'm looking for a lead girl. There is going to be a humorous sex scene.
It's always humorous with D-Rock.
It's always humorous with me. So
he likes to tell jokes.
If you're not okay with getting a little physical, and don't worry, it's nothing.
Physical.
Teddy makes it sound great. It's not going to get awkward, so get in touch with us.
How are they going to get in contact with you?
You can get in touch. Well, there's a few ways, actually. You could get in touch with us here at Cabba Radio, cabbaradio@gmail.com, or my personal, ecarberry@hotmail.com. You can also throw up
personal. Yes, get in contact if you would like to be a love interest. It's going to be filmed or shown at the Rio Theater, hopefully, if it's one of the top 10 that are picked.
One more quick thing is that we do have to start shooting in the next few days, and it's got to be done in approximately 10 days. So it's a very quick, ambitious project we're going to do, but we have the cameraman and the editor and the makeup and everything. We are ready to go. We're just looking for that interest who can be there for the next 10 days doing some stuff.
So if you'd like to be in a film and you think you got some acting chops to maybe do a humorous makeout as well as some other scenes, it's a whole other stuff to it. Story of a young couple that's got to escape from zombies. Hilarity ensues. Contact Eric here at cabberadio@gmail.com or
at ecarberry@hotmail.com. And we're also looking for people just to play zombies and kind of some funny scenes where the zombies are going to be looking through the window at us while things are happening in the bedroom. But just some random little tidbits. I tell the good stuff right off the top to really capture you.
You're listening to Cabba Radio with Teddy Smooth. My name's Teddy Smooth. E-Rock's right over there. 604-822-2487, CITR 101.9 FM. Catch us online, CITR.ca. You can also find any of our podcasts up on that site, as well as on the iTunes Store. Just search CITR-Cabba Radio. Coming up in just a little bit, we're actually going to get to a radio play. We haven't done one in a while. I got one locked and loaded that actually has a little something to do with Boylesque. Or Brolesque, as E-Rock likes to call it.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned for that.
I'm excited. I don't even know what this is going to be.
I know. It's the mystery show here tonight.
It is.
We're kind of just doing whatever. We had a little singing off the top. We got some radio plays coming your way. We also have upcoming events in 15 so minutes where we're going to be talking with our good friend Paul Anthony of Paul Anthony's Talent Time.
Ah, yes.
You thought it was over. He told you that Paul Anthony's Talent Time was over for the summer, but exciting news coming up during upcoming events. You may just want to stay tuned for that in about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
What are we going to do here?
I don't know. Did you want to play another one?
We could.
Good. We got Teddy playing the harmonica tonight.
The mouth harp. Hey, Ted. Play the mouth harp. Ted.
He's been doing a good job so far. I'm thinking of, adding him to the band, the lineup.
You know, when I was away, I had brought my own mouth harp with me, and we were out at in Cottage Country in Muskoka, Halliburton area of Ontario, and I was playing alongside, remember the guy I mentioned a couple shows ago called Crazy Fun?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I dedicated the song to him by Jimmy Buffett.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he kept wanting me to pull it out, but little did I know that my mouth harp was broken.
Oh, no, what?
I could blow in, but I couldn't suck out.
Ah, yes.
So it'd make no sound, so I kept putting it in my pocket, but he's like, Ted, put on the mouth harp, get out here. He wanted me to keep playing. I'm like, but it sucked because I could only do a little bit. So I feel much better with your mouth harp in my mouth.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Kick it. Oh!
Sorry.
Yeah!
Clear in the throat. This song is a little number I wrote back in the day called Vivacious Little Thing, a little bluesy number, about trying to get that girl that you just can't get. I'm just going to get Teddy to turn on the guitar mic.
I was right there.
It would have come in and then sounded like, oh, okay.
It would have been beautiful. Beautiful, E-Rock. You ruined it.
That vicious little thing.
Stepping to the side, I'm thinking, hey, baby, hey, oh, it took my breath the first time I saw you. Oh, girl, if only you knew the feeling I got when you walked down by. Oh, you're swinging them hips from side to side. Oh, but one look from you, that's all that I needed. But nah, you just kept on leaving. Must have been sent from them. It is so high, oh, and I can try getting that in my mind that soon we'll be together sipping champagne and wine. But this reality, no, it was never meant to be. Oh, you can't blame a man for following his dreams. Oh, your picture perfect, that ain't no lie. Oh, you're untouchable. I'm looking in your eyes, well, I get this feeling so.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub. Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Yo, E-Rock, man, check out these new promo ideas that I got for Cabaret Radio. They're sweet.
Oh, cool, man. Let's hear them.
Have you ever wanted to get together on Tuesday nights at 11 and listen to two guys talk about stuff?
Teddy, they're going to need a little more information than that.
Tuesday nights at 11. Two guys get together, talk about stuff.
Yeah, again, we're going to need more information than just stuff.
Well, howdy! Come on, damn Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock. CITR 101.9 FM presents Cal Radio.
Yeah, yeah, you got all the information that time, but perhaps something a little edgier.
Cal Radio.
Yeah, let's not do that one. Maybe something with a little more feeling.
Cabaret radio.
Hey, try it edgier again. Yeah, see, I need you to think big. Big.
Tuesday nights at 11. CITR. Here two guys talk about stuff.
Stuff? Again? Come on. Here, let me try this.
Tuesday nights at 11, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabaret Radio. Tune in or check us out online at CITR.ca. It's radio with variety.
The year was 1935. Babe Ruth just hit his 714th home run, and swing was big, baby. One little girl had her eyes set on the big stage. Her parents, however, had different plans for her.
Madeleine, you're going to be late for school. Please come down and eat your breakfast now.
Coming, Mother!
Honey, you can't wear that sparkling dress to school. Please go put your jeans on.
Mom, I love wearing stuff with sequins on it.
I know you do, honey. You can change into that after school, after your ballet lesson.
Okay.
As Madeleine and her mom drove off to school, Madeleine had a question.
Mom, why is it that when you and Daddy go to shows on the weekend, you get all dressed up and you can wear lots of sequins and feathers, but I can't wear sequins to school?
One day when you're older, honey, I'll explain it to you. For now, you need to concentrate on your studies and remember what we talked about.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to be a dentist just like your father. Now go further that education. Love you.
I don't want to be stuck in an office looking at people's teeth all day long. I want to be free. Free to express myself.
As the school day ended, Madeleine was excited about going to dance class. Her mom picked her up from school as they headed to ballet lessons. Trying hard to concentrate, Madeleine's curiosity rose even more. What was her mother not telling her?
Madeleine! Dinner time!
As Madeleine, her mother, and father sat down for dinner at the usual time of 6:30 p.m., she knew her parents were going out.
Where are you guys going tonight?
Oh, you know, out for a few cocktails at the local jazz lounge just up the hill. Finish up now. Your babysitter will be here in a few minutes.
Mom, stop calling her my babysitter. I'm almost 12. I should be free to stay home alone.
You're not old enough, but soon. For now, we are your parents, and we need to protect you and know you are always safe. You would be surprised what's out there. Now give me and your father a kiss goodnight, and we'll see you in the morning. Don't forget to do some studying before you go to bed.
Once the babysitter had fallen asleep, Madeleine slowly crept down the stairs, snuck out of her house, and headed to the local lounge up the hill. The side door was cracked open, just enough that she could see inside, but no one was around to see her. What she saw inside shocked her little eyes. Up on a black stage with spotlights that changed from red and yellow and then back to red, dressed in a turquoise sequins top, silver bandana, and sporting black tight bottoms, which at the moment were falling to the ground, was her father.
Her father was not only a dentist, he was a burlesque dancer. From this day forward, Madeleine never questioned anything her parents wore with sequins or feathers again. She studied hard, ended up going to Harvard University, and got her degree in dentistry. She was independent. She was free. On the weekends. Free to dance!
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Upcoming events with Teddy Smooth.
Well, he promised us at the beginning of the summer, not promised, but said there were going to be no more talent times in the summertime. But alas, we have Paul Anthony on the line who's about to tell us that maybe there is a talent time coming up around the corner. Paul, are you there?
Oh my God, I'm still here.
Now, what happened? You told us at the beginning of summer there was going to be no more talent times.
I know, I'm a total tease.
But now there is. Tomorrow night at the Biltmore.
Well, it's not a live talent time. It's not a real live, tons of guests make you scream talent time. What we're doing is realize that 99.9% of the people that come to the live show have never seen the televised show. What we do is we take the two-hour program and we edit it down to half an hour of just pure gold.
So each show you do gets turned into a half an hour show?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We distill it down. And so we thought, hey, why not, while we're taking a little break from the live show, why don't we all get together and why don't we see how we piece together half an hour power?
I like power.
You like power. How many episodes are we going to see tomorrow night?
You're going to see two.
Two
half an hours, but then we're going to show a couple bonus features, some stuff like a cut of some episodes.
And what are some of the acts that we can see in tomorrow night's show?
Tomorrow night's show, you're going to see what we did with the Fabulous Forever, the Beatles tribute band. We cut their 70s song, very trippy. And their 50s song, very black and white.
Nice.
And, you know, what else we got? We did the, when we did the beach party episode in January, when it was super cold, we did a beach episode. And so there's Ralph Shaw, the king of the ukulele. And
you had some hula hooping by Cara Milk, didn't you?
Yeah, Cara Milk did some hula hooping. You basically get to see how the hell do they take that live show and turn it into a TV program. That's what you're going to see tomorrow night.
Now, where can people pick up the TV program?
Well, they got to have Novus, which means you have to have bought a condo in the last 5 or 6 years. None of your listeners have bought a condo.
What are you saying about our listeners, Paul? Come on.
No, I'm saying no one I know. And I'm thinking maybe...
We live in Vancouver. Nobody can afford a condo here.
It's fucking Vancouver, for Christ's sake.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm saying, the people that are able to see the show, come on. I mean, most of them flip by and they go, ooh, what the hell is this? So this is a chance for people who actually like the program to kind of see what we do on the TV show.
Is there still going to be Cover Charge Piñata?
No. Well, you're gonna watch two Cover Charge.
Okay. Oh, sweet. We can pretend we're running for the money then.
Yeah, you're not going to enjoy winning your money back. But it's only going to be $5, so it's less money.
All right. Well, that's perfect. That's Paul Anthony's Talent Time. It's a screening of two of his episodes. Thanks very much, Paul.
Yeah, and it's followed by karaoke. So, you know, you come out, you watch a couple episodes, see some bonus features, hang out with us, and then you can become part of the show, too, if you want.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow night.
All right. Thanks, Teddy.
Cheers.
Have a good one.
Paul Anthony's Talent Time tomorrow night at the Biltmore. Check it out. It's two of his shows all re-edited and edited down into two half-an-hour shows.
To see that, because I've seen the show live, and to get that down into half hour, that's going to take some good editing. I mean, there's so much stuff going on in that 2 hours that I can't... I'd love to go see it. I may just do that.
Well, go then. We're going to move over to Friday for upcoming events at the Rio Theater. It is the midnight show, Friday at 11:30 p.m. doors. It is Mad Max and the Road Warrior. Yes, Mel is in all the news right now for all the wrong reasons, but maybe you can come out Friday night to the Rio Theater and see him back in his full glory back in the day. It was one of his first major roles, Mad Max, the Road Warrior. What are you laughing at?
Just after you said about him being in the news, and then you're like, so come on out. All I could think is, come on out and support him.
Well, you're supporting the Rio Theater. Yes. I'm sure he's not making money off of Mad Max anymore.
No.
I am also going to be hosting, so...
you are, that'll be fun.
Come down for some midnight fun. Win some prizes. $8 if you're in costume. We're going to move over to Sunday night. It's Kitty Knight's Shooting Stars show. It's Kitty Knight's every Sunday night at the Biltmore Cabaret. This week, it's a bunch of people I don't know. There's a girl from Seattle, also a girl from, it says St. George, but she's actually from Prince George.
I saw that too, and was like, St. George,
there is no St. George. And Mr. Chai T, Boylesque dancer himself, will be celebrating his birthday by dancing and taking his clothes off. Burgundy Bricks is there, Professor, and me, DJ Teddy Smooth. Had my first week back on Sunday. Had a pretty rad dance party.
That was a good time.
It was good times. That is Kitty Nights every Sunday at the Biltmore. Doors at 8, show is at 9:15. So don't be late. It fills up real fast. Mm-hmm. That is it for upcoming events this week.
Awesome.
We're just going to shut that off.
Good times. This is the mystery show. We don't know what's going to happen.
We don't. We had a couple songs there. We had Vivacious Little Thing by E-Rock. We're going to get into some more tunes, come back and maybe talk to you a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I love talking.
Okay. Yeah, me too. But first, we're going to listen to some music. Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth every Tuesday night at 11, CITR 101.9 FM.
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 F who?
F him.
I'm He was saying he'd be mine, and none could take my place. And I liked in his face. Well, I made some goose, but this one tops them all. So I think I'll go bang my head against the wall. Cause I'm a dove head, I'm a skimpy little girl, just a dove head.
Learning Exchange Trek program wants you to get involved in your community. Learn about important social issues while volunteering at inner-city schools or nonprofit organizations. You'll also get to meet other UBC students in a fun and supportive environment. See how your talent and skills can make a difference in your community. Participate throughout the term or during reading week. Check out www.learningexchange.ubc.ca/CITR to find out more.
Storyline. 'Cause in line is a good time for you. Living
Matt Mays and El Torpedo with their song Cocaine Cowgirl right here on Cab Radio with Titty Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM. Big fan of Matt Mays. Seen him in concert a few times. Always rad to see. Good, solid Canadian rock and roll. Before that, we had Charades with their song Dumbhead. And before that, That's My Guy by Cheryl Johnson and Pam Johnson. And we started all off with the radio play from Lorenza Samorelli, former Miss Canada, who we went to school with. She put that together while we were in school. I thought I'd play a nice little boylesque angle in there.
Oh, that was. Did I meet her that night?
You did meet her.
That's right, yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. You surely did.
I did.
Coming up a little bit later on Cab Radio After Dark, it's the 2010 album of Five Alarm Funk. Georgia Strait says Five Alarm Funk explodes with energy. So it's going to get energetic on CITR and Cab Radio. Present Cab Radio After Dark. All coming up in just a little bit after the regular Cab Radio finishes up. Check out our podcast, CITR.ca, under shows, under letter C. You can look up E-Rock's solo summer E-Rock eruption project. 2 weeks of solid E-Rocking. He had his cooking show 2 weeks ago with his cousin, doing some live cooking, showing you how to make things, some recipes.
Yeah,
some
pretty really good recipes.
Simple but tasty. Mm-hmm. And then last week he had his heavy metal show. So if you like heavy metal, make sure you check that out. Next week, Sarah Bino will be here. We also are looking to do a cabaretio in the next couple weeks.
Cabaretio.
So we'll be getting down and dirty with some country music and bringing out some cabaretio with Titty Smooth. We might even break out our hit song, It's Okay, Jesus Told Me So.
I fucked Jesus just the other day. He said it'd be okay.
Just a taste. Just a taste of what's coming with Cab Rodeo. We got to work on it a little bit. We haven't played that one in a while, but it might make its appearance on our Cab Rodeo edition. It's a good one. It's a good one. If you'd like to make a request before our show was over, you can do that. 604-822-2487. I may have it in my collection. I may not, so please don't be disappointed if I don't have it.
I may be able to play it live, but I doubt it. But I may.
We also have that, yeah. Could do that. We could do that. We could.
We could make up a song.
We could.
How are you feeling lyrically?
I feel fine.
You feel fine?
What
you feel great.
What are we doing?
I don't know. What should we do? We're thinking a little more, you know, getting into the funky Five Alarm Funk later, so maybe we could do something a little more upbeat and a little, I've been on this big country kick talking Cab Rodeo. Why don't we put the two together and make kind of an upbeat
country funk?
Country funk.
Okay, we'll try.
I have no idea what I'm going to play. I love it.
All we do is try. A or G?
I think the A will work.
Okay. There we go.
All right, we're figuring this out. We're just going to keep it simple so we can get the lyrics out. That's what it's all about here on Cab Radio, is the lyrics. Me and Teddy are poets.
Poets.
Here on Cabot Radio, we'd like to get our flows going, and who really knows what we're gonna say?
What you gonna say?
I don't know quite yet, but I think if we keep on going, we'll figure it out quicker than that, cause we gotta make it up. On the spot.
On the spot, y'all.
Gotta be big, gotta make it up. Up on the spot.
Cabaretio in the house, y'all.
Cabaretio.
Cabaretio getting funky.
Cabaretio.
Blow my mouth, be real simple.
Real simple.
simple.
That's the way that I blow it, y'all.
That's the way he blows it, yeah.
Blow my mouthpiece real simple.
Blows it so damn simple.
It's so simple. That's the way I blow it, yo.
He blows other things too, like he blows that. And by that I meant like a saxophone.
Like a saxophone.
Or a clarinet, or maybe even a trombone.
Trombone, phone home.
E.T. also had to phone home. Isn't it fun making up some shit as we just keep on playing like this? We get the guitar going and then we keep the rhyming and we keep on doing it, cause hey, we gotta try to do this. We gotta keep grooving and grooving and hoping that these people are gonna listen to what it is we're talking about. But maybe they're not, cause I don't even know if we making any sense on this record that we are now making up on the spot. And we gonna make it up a little more like this. Gotta keep it rhyming, gotta get the mouth pop going one more time. Cabaret-o with a bit of funky, funky shit and donkey. It's a cabaret.
Making stuff up, it's a radio show. Keep the song going, yo. Here we go one more time, making shit up. Yeah, we're getting into the rhyme. It's cabaret radio, we make it up as we go. Don't like me? So, it's cabaret rodeo getting funky. I hate the subway monkey. I hate his guts. Why do they keep advertising with the subway monkey? I don't know why they use that stupid monkey anymore, because I hate his guts. What does he have to do with making subs? I don't get it. It's so stupid. But
what
I don't care.
What happened to the fat guy?
He got skinny and no one wanted to buy subs anymore.
God.
Don't you just love having a radio show? You can just make stuff up on the go, and then you gotta get this flow between me and you, and you just gotta go. See, it's as simple as that, people. You just pick up the mouth hob and put it in your mouth, and then you blow, and then you suck, and then you blow, and you suck, and you blow, and some suck, some mo, and then,
girls,
I don't know.
Take notes.
That's what she said. I don't know. Girls, take notes.
You got me all confused and flustered now, because all I'm thinking is about is a girl sucking and blowing, and I'm trying to play the song, and I don't even know if I can keep going, because I'm just worried about this now, and I'm thinking to myself, hey, maybe someday I'll have somebody who's sucking and blowing, and then that would be really cool, but, you know, as long as I'm, you know, with a girlfriend, I don't think sucking and blowing is in my cards. Hey, you never know, the longer you're with that girl, too, you get married, and then it's like, oh, shit, what's that, a dick? I don't think I've ever seen one of those, and... Making shit up on the radio.
This is cabaret rodeo.
We're making shit up on the radio.
Well, this is cabaret rodeo.
We are making up some shit on the spot.
You want to make shit up? Get your own radio show.
Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. A picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
C-I-T-R!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure... Remember that
C-I-T-R
can be mighty helpful.
Yeehaw!
Picture yourself in a living room. Your pipe and slippers set out for you. I know you think that it ain't too far, but I hear a call of a lifetime ring.
felt the need to get up for it. Oh, you cut out the middleman. You're free from the middleman. You got no time for the messenger. Got no regard for the thing that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog. That's why you will not survive. I wanna forget how convention fits, but can I get out from under it? Can I cut it out of me? Oh, it can't all be wedding cake. It can't all be boiled away. I try but I can't let go of it. Can't let go of it. Cause you don't talk to the water boy. So much you can learn, but you don't wanna know. You will not back up an inch of it. That's why you will not survive. Tell you now, it may not go over well. Oh, it may not be thought of well. No way that I spell it out. But you won't hear from the messenger. Don't wanna know about something that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog. That's why you will not survive. Right.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
I'm
there's a new phrase that's starting in rock and roll. It's called gam rock.
Gam rock?
Like gams.
What are gams?
You don't know what gams are?
No.
Gams are legs. And
who calls legs gams?
That's like an old term. She's got nice gams.
Wow.
Can you turn that fan off?
I'm so glad we've got music named after that now.
You've never heard that term, gams?
Gams. Okay. Well, no, I haven't.
Metric. She's got great gams. She's got great legs.
So she's gam rock.
Gam rock.
She's known for her legs, not her music.
She
I
wears
love it.
Nice skirts and she has really nice toned legs.
Awesome.
Anyways.
Known for your legs and
I'm
not
a leg
the music.
Guy. I gotta say.
No, like it's good.
Just gam rock. There we go. Gam rock. You heard it first right here. Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. My name's Teddy Smooth. E-Rock's right over there.
Yo, yo.
This is our mystery show. We've done a whole bunch of crazy
it's
stuff.
It's been
tonight.
A weird show. Definitely.
Lots of songs. Some we made up a song in that last little set. We also heard Spoon in there with The Underdog. Great song. And yeah, we made that song up. We also had a radio play a little earlier. Mm. And it's my first show back after being away for a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Vacation was good?
Vacation was awesome. I recommend anyone who's feeling a bit overwhelmed, you know, just take a nice little vacation. Because it actually took me about the first week, even though I was having fun, it took me a whole week to sort of allow myself to relax a little bit.
Now, I had posted on Facebook that you were in the Isles of Italy.
I was not.
You weren't, though. Where were you?
I was in the Isles of Michigan.
Ah! Like the Decatur, shopping aisles.
Decatur, Michigan.
Oh, nice.
Right on the Michiana border. So I got to go see a Cubs game in Chicago. I got to do some things I'd never done before. Like early in the show, I talked about shooting guns.
Mm-hmm.
Shot a lot of guns near the last day. Did some
sea doing,
yeah. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. I was doing about 70 across this
That's
lake.
That's fun, yeah. I remember doing it in Mexico, me and my sister. And we actually drove over a dead shark, which was kind of creepy, but that's for a whole nother show.
That's a whole
nother
different show.
One show will take up that entire story.
Coming up on CITR and Cab Radio Presents Cab Radio After Dark, it's Five Alarm Funk. Their new album, Anything Is Possible, so stick around for that. Georgia Strait says, Five Alarm Funk explodes with energy. So I listened to about 10 seconds of a song and thought it was going to be cool, so I hope you enjoy it. It's one of my classic selections. I think it's going to be good. I've seen them live. Five Alarm Funk is a lot of fun. So
they're local.
Stick around.
Vancouver, aren't they?
I believe so, at least from Canada. I can't remember exactly where they're from.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really known for my research here on Cab Radio.
That's why I'm here.
Once more, I'd like to thank CITR for getting me and E-Rock involved in this year's Pride Parade. A lot of fun. Thanks to Andrew and Promotions for getting that organized for us. Also, for upcoming events, make sure you check out Paul Anthony's Talent Time tomorrow at the Biltmore. He's doing some screenings of his Talent Time. So it's not the live show, but you can go have a few beers and kind of watch on the big screen how he takes those big shows and puts them into his half-an-hour TV show, including editing the music video for stuff like the Fab Four, the Beatles tribute. He actually made his team made that into a couple of music videos. So definitely want to check that out at the Biltmore tomorrow night.
Nice. I was just going to say thank you for doing a little background vocals in my grandparents' song there at the start. And
One.
It was called, written for their 60th anniversary. And you played a little harmonica.
Mouth harp.
Which really added to it, I believe.
Play some mouth harp, Ted. Ted.
I'll pay you later.
Yes, thank you. You'll pay me from the CITR fund drive money.
Yes, exactly.
Since they're not spending it here. Just kidding. Just kidding. I love you. CITR, I love you. Don't cancel our show. That's it for here. That's it for this mystery show.
But wait till we get there.
I know. That's going to be exciting.
Mm.
Like we said in that song, if you want to talk about bull, get your own show here at CITR. It's easy. You just actually have to become a member. It's a great thing. Become a member. It's $35. You can come out and take the training. You also support a great station like CITR that allows for all sorts of programming, including our own variety show here on Cab Radio, to exist. You can come out and take the programming, and they show you how to work the board. And it's $35. I went to a professional school, and it cost me $11,000. And look how awesome I do. You can come out here for $35 and do your own show.
And plus, with that $35, you get a Friends of CITR card, which you get a whole bunch of free stuff around the city. which is unbelievable.
In all the neighborhoods, in the main street, Kitsilano, downtown, Commercial Drive, all sorts of stores, you can get lots of discounts. So come out sometime to UBC, check out the station, or go online and donate. You don't just have to donate during our fun drive. You can do it at any time. And just tell them Cab Radio's your favorite show.
Or, hey, if you wanted to be a part of our show to see how it all goes down and maybe just kind of work it from there, get in touch with us, cabradio@gmail.com, and let us know what kind of show you you would like to present.
CABARadio@gmail.com. Mm. We have shows such as You Pick the Playlist, where you get to come on the show and pick the music for the night. So contact us, cabradio@gmail.com. That's it for us tonight. We're going to leave you with what my weekend was like.
So you can't remember? Or?
That's one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer.
Times 40.
Tell you a story.
Times 40, yes. See you next week right here on Cab Radio.
I love your balls.
I come home one Friday.
Weird.
I had to tell the landlady I done lost my job. She said, that don't confront me. As long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come, I didn't get the rent, and out the door I went. So I goes to the landlady. I said, you let me slide. I have the rent for it tomorrow, the next day I don't know. So she said, let me slide it on, you know, people. I notice when I come home in the evening, she ain't got nothing nice to say to me. But for 5 years, she was so nice. Lord, she would love a dove. I come home one particular evening. The landlady said, you got the rent money yet? I said, no. Can't find no job. Therefore, I ain't got no money to pay the rent. She said, I don't believe you're trying to find no job. Said, I seen you today, you were standing on a corner, leaning up against a post. I said, but I'm tired. I've been walking all day. She said, that don't confront me. Long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come out, I didn't have the rent. And out the door I went. So I go down the street, down to my good friend's house. I said, look, man, I'm outdoors, you know. Can I stay with you maybe a couple days? He said, let me go and ask my wife. He come out of the house, I could see in his face. I know there was no. He said, I don't know, man, she kind of funny, you know. I said, I know. Everybody funny. Now you for that too. So I go back home. I tell the landlady, I got a job. I'm gonna pay the rent. She said, yeah. I said, oh yeah. And then she was so nice. Lord, she would love it, love it. So I go in my room, pack up my things, and I go. I slip on out the back door. Down the streets I go. She hollering about the front rent. She'll be lucky to get in the back rent. She ain't gonna get none of it. So I stop in a local bar, you know, people. I go to the bar, I rent my coat, I call a bartender. I said, look, man, come down here. You got down there, so what you want? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Well, I ain't seen my baby since I don't know when. I've been drinking bourbon, whiskey, scotch and gin. Gonna get high, man, I'm gonna get loose. Need me a triple shot of that juice. Gonna get drunk, don't you have no fear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
now. At the bar, I'm getting drunk, I'm feeling mellow. I'm drinking bourbon, I'm drinking scotch, I'm drinking beer. Look at the bar. They call the bartender. Does it look mad? Come down here. So what you want? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. No, I ain't seen my baby since the night before last. Gotta get a drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gotta get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here? I want one bourbon, one shot, one beer. One bourbon, one shot, one beer. Well, all right. Getting dry, you're plenty high. Look down the bar, I see my bartender. I said, look mad, come down here. What you got down there? So what you want this time? I said, look mad, now what time is it? He said, the clock on the wall said 3 o'clock. My last call for alcohol. So what you need? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Oh, I ain't seen my baby since a night on a week. Gotta get drunk, man, so I can't even speak. Gonna get high, man, listen to me. One drink ain't enough, Jack, you better make it three. Gonna get drunk, I'm gonna make it real clear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, one beer, one bourbon.
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabaret Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabaret Radio.